There's more unrest over the leadership crisis racking the UMass Boston campus. The school is preparing to install its second consecutive interim chancellor after three finalists for the permanent job withdrew. That happened after stiff criticism from some faculty members who said none of the candidates had the qualities to lead the university. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has stepped into the fray, newly volunteering to sit on the search committee, as students and faculty also demand more say in the chancellor selection process. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Computer science student Jose Peña will be the first to admit he hasn't been paying close attention to the chancellor selection kerfuffle. But he has great respect for his professors, and since a large percentage of the faculty felt the three finalists weren't right for the job, Peña says that's all he needs to hear.
I have faith in my professors. I'm really happy with the school, really happy with the staff, really happy with how they've been doing. So if they believe that the candidates were not a good fit, then I trust them that they are not a good fit.
Peña was among the few students on campus yesterday, the week after final exams took place. That was also the week when the UMass Central Office gave faculty a chance to meet the three finalists. Latin American Studies professor Reyes Col Tellechea says the last-minute notice was an example of how the UMass administration feels about the faculty. What happened next, she says, was extraordinary. Nearly 20% of the faculty came together to inject themselves into the chancellor selection process.
My 25 years at UMass Boston, I have never seen consensus among 200 faculty members. The consensus was that none of the three candidates were appropriate or a good match for us at that moment. It was a strong consensus.
That consensus led those faculty members to write an open letter to UMass President Marty Meehan. They said the three candidates had neither the skills, the experience, nor the values to lead the campus. Instead of commenting for this story, President Meehan's office pointed WBUR to a letter he wrote with news of the candidates' withdrawals. Meehan says he was mortified that the candidates' commitment and qualifications were called into question publicly. And he says it would be futile to reopen a search that went through 195 candidates over 7 months. Instead, UMass Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs Catherine Newman will step in when Interim Chancellor Barry Mills steps down in June. Professor Col Tellechea says faculty are ready to work with Newman.
The first thing we need to do is work with the new acting chancellor, see if she can help us repair the connection with the president's office, see if she is able to handle the budget the way it needs to be handled immediately.
That's fine with incoming sophomore Isaiah Johnson. Johnson says it's unfortunate so many resources were put into the chancellor search, only to end up with a second interim chancellor. But he says there was no alternative.
I think the real objectionable thing is the faculty and students weren't really involved in that process to begin with. So the candidates they narrowed it down to were people that they saw could run the campus, opposed to who we could see.
Now Johnson says he wants students and faculty to have a real seat at the table whenever UMass begins its second search for the new chancellor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Dorchester.